Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm there. That doesn't look right, because I've got to drag that there. Catherine, we've lost you. This is turning into a disaster of a show. Oh, I can hear you. Catherine, I can hear you, but we cannot see you.
That doesn't look...
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. We got Zerma, we got Catherine, and we got me. I'm catching a cold.
Yes.
And tonight's show is going to be fairly short. I'll tell you why. Oh, we lost Zermatt. Okay. I will tell you why. I'm having a terrible bipolar day, Catherine. I'm having a terrible day. And I don't want to dwell on it too much. So I'm just going to say I'm not feeling very good. We're going to do a shortest show. But my God, Catherine, it's going to be a bloody good show, right?
Oh, short and powerful.
It's going to be bloody good. You're looking very, very blousy. Is that a word? Blousy?
Well, actually, this is a dress, but I will not be standing up because I thought it was a dress that I could wear outdoors, but turns out it's probably a beach dress.
Oh, is it?
It's quite short. It kind of goes up to a...
Toddlers were having the fright of their life, were they?
Yes.
Walking behind you. What is the difference between a frock and a blouse?
One's a dress and one's a shirt.
Is a frock a dress?
Hmm.
I remember... The first book, I don't know if it was Janet and John, but let's say it was Janet and John. The first book that we had to go up to Miss Earle and read in class, and it had the word frock in it. Janet is wearing a frock.
Yeah.
And even then, and this would have been 19, I would have been five, so 78. I didn't know what that word was, and I never asked. What is a frock?
I think we use it more up north. As interchangeable with dress than you do down south, because I had to explain this to your boys this weekend.
Right. Oh, go on.
Because they weren't sure what a frock was either, and I went, oh, it's just a dress.
Were my boys asking about frocks?
Because I said something like I had a new frock or something. What's a frock?
What is going on in the multiverse? Hmm? Also, I've started calling trousers pants.
Right.
And that's a northern thing as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. He was running around with no pants on, meaning he was in his underpants.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. The thing, when you're kind of self-employed, you don't really... It's a little bit harder to do mental health days. And I'm feeling so lousy with this bipolar. I'm going to call it manic depression because I've had periods of mania and I've just felt so low today. So we are going to do a very, very short show, but it's going to be good because here comes Laura. Share that Zoom link, guys. Here comes Laura. Where is she? Come on, Laura.
Now, is Laura one of ours or has she stumbled in by accident?
I think Laura's one of ours, I'm going to say. Come on, Laura. Come on, Laura. Look how light it is at this time of the day. Isn't it incredible?
I know.
It's incredible. Here we go. People are coming. We've got Zermatt, who we know. We've got Rajesh, who I don't think we know. So Rajesh could be a penis.
Well,
do you remember when we were doing that 12-hour stream and we got about halfway through and a guy showed a penis?
Is that griefing? What is that?
I don't know. What is griefing?
Isn't griefing just annoying people online?
Well, let's ask Laura. Hello, Laura.
Hi, Laura.
You're in, and to stay, you have to answer the question for $1 million. What is griefing?
When you are in a state of sadness.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's maybe the old-fashioned version. Zermatt and Rajesh are connecting. We can ask those guys. The link, if you want to join the Zoom, I think is in the description. I think I was really efficient and put it in the description, but then I was also inefficient by setting the show to private. So people couldn't find the link. And I thought I'd undone it, but I hadn't done it. So apologies for that.
Oh, okay.
Apologies for that. This is your water thing. I can't stop it tasting of metal.
Well, try cleaning it. Have you put it in the dishwasher?
You can't put it in the dishwasher. It's metal.
You can.
Really?
Yeah.
I've been giving it a good long soak.
Well, it's not working, so
whack it in the dishwasher. Working. All right, we'll put it in the dishwasher. Otherwise, it's chucked out. Everybody's coming in. Laura, how are you today? Sorry, we're ignoring our guests.
No, it's fine. I'm in my pyjamas.
Yay. What does it say on your pyjamas?
Yes, mate.
It says, always time for brunch.
What is it with the slogans on pyjamas?
Yeah,
What is that all about? That's weird, right? Because I've got boys and they have boys' pyjamas. So they have NASA. NASA's very popular in Henny's and places like that at the moment. NASA and PlayStation. And my eldest was furious because I got him a PlayStation pyjamas when he's an Xbox boy.
Whereas my daughter is furious that the boys get all the best things and she's stuck with reach for the stars or, you know, be kind to badgers or whatever it might be. It's all like marshmallowy type slogans, whereas the boys get go out and smash it, kid.
Smash it, kid. I have started this week wearing pyjamas. I was...
to wear pyjamas. It's too clammy.
Well, yeah, I know, but I just fancied having something longer in bed. Oh, come on, guys, please. I fancied having something longer in bed.
Yeah.
And I thought, what's in this bottom drawer? The bottom drawer is full of mysterious things that I don't really use, including my swimmers. And I'd gone in to get my swimmers and I saw the pyjamas. I'm not going to wear the pyjama top. That's insane. It's weird wearing a suit in bed. But those pyjama bottoms, oh, my God. Changed my life.
When I go to bed tonight, I will actually change out of these because these will be too hot and I will put a nightdress on.
What?
Yeah.
You'll wear your pyjamas?
But this is good for pottering around, doing bits. But too hot for sleeping.
So did
loungewear. It's loungewear.
Did you wear those PJs in bed last night?
No, nightdress.
But nightdresses, Laura, nightdresses never stay down, do they?
Well, mine did.
I wonder.
I just mean.
A glimpse into Laura's life there.
Rolling around. I mean, it's always very undignified, but under my duvet anyway.
It can get a bit twisted. It can get twisted.
But if you're wearing those pyjamas in the day but not sleeping in them, I don't know if we can classify them as pyjamas. Surely they're housewear.
Housewear?
Housewear.
That's a new one.
Well, you used to get house coats, didn't you?
Yes.
It's too much.
It's too much, is it? God, okay. Look, hang on a minute. We're talking about pyjamas. I was wearing my bottoms, but I didn't wear them last night with the storm. Oh, my God. Did everyone get the storm? Oh, Kath?
Not as much as you did.
I phoned Kath up and I showed her...
You showed me his storm and mine was really paltry in comparison.
Well, I showed her the lightning, which was amazing. It was sheet lightning, which I... Sheet lightning! Which was great. But then after I put the phone down, the rain really came down.
Yeah.
It was insane. I love it. I love being in on a storm.
No, I had the nightdress on. I was in dreamland.
I have worn a nightdress. I have owned What would you call a male nightie? You wouldn't call it...
A nightshirt.
A nightshirt. I have owned a nightshirt, and I also owned, and I would wear it, a Wee Willy Winky cap.
Why?
Because it looked really cute. I was in my 30s.
Okay.
It was fun. You know I like my headwear. I'm a big fan of hats.
Yeah, but hats in bed, I draw the line.
Oh.
And then I'd get out with my little candle and my candlestick holder and...
Were you running upstairs and downstairs in your nightgown?
I would. Who was Wee Willy Winky? Because all of these stories go back to real things. Was he Jesus?
I don't think so. No? From the rhyme, he was just like some sort of voyeur, wasn't he?
Wee Willy Winky.
What was running down the town. Yeah.
Upstairs and downstairs in his nightgown.
Nightgown. Or all the something something. Dubba dubba doo. It's past 8 o'clock.
Oh, did you see the poem that Pam Ayres wrote? About Rebecca Vardy and what's her name? Rooney.
How Let did me I find miss it. That?
Scott sent it to me saying, this is shit. He said, this is really, really shit.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
In a minute, I'm going to have to go. My dinner's ready now.
Ooh, what are you having? What are you having for dinner in your PJs?
I'm having 3 potato waffles, 1 fish cake, baked beans, and I'm going to put grated cheese on top.
Seeing what's left in the freezer and going, I don't need to go to Tesco today. I can do it later on.
That is an 80s kids tea.
Oh, what a great dinner.
Where is... you go whenever you want to go, Laura. There's... where is Pam Ayres? Because was she ever our... She was never our poet laureate, was she?
No, but she was... The poet laureate in our hearts.
I wish I got my fucking teeth done.
I looked after me teeth and spotted the demons beneath. All that shit.
Here it is. Who will it be then? The Wagatha Queen. Rebecca, do you reckon?
In the voice.
I wish I got my... Who will it be then? The Wagatha Queen. Rebecca, do you reckon? Or maybe Colleen. Who'll be the winner and who will have lost? What of a friendship now covered in frost? That was the line that Scott said, covered in frost. That is awful. The doors of the courtroom are shut with a clank and the lawyers, they laugh.
He's not going to rhyme that with wank, is she?
All the way to the bank.
Okay, good.
But the line, and the lawyers, they laugh. That really is... 8-year-old stuff, you go, oh, that is really good, son. Well done. Thanks a lot.
That's poetry, isn't it? No one else talks like that.
I wonder what the comments are underneath it. Because Scott just messaged me going, this is so shit. Covered in frost.
I've been enjoying the comments on Wayne Rooney's outfits turning up to court, and there's loads of pictures of him getting out of like the car, and it's saying, "Right, who's ready to play some rugby?"
I haven't.
Like a rubbish teacher.
I haven't seen much of it the last couple of days. The last I saw was she didn't know who Davy Jones was, as in Davy Jones's locker. The lawyer had to say the C word. And there was another one that she didn't know, but it was her case. Laura, you go whenever you have to go. Honestly, we don't consider it rude. It's, you know,
don't burn
it's
those waffles, not for us.
Now go and have your waffles. But I haven't seen the latest. What has happened in the last 48 hours?
Well, it's now the battle of the husbands, right? So yeah. Wayne said he was just going to leave it to Colleen to sort out, and Vardy's husband, Mr. Becky,
Jamie.
Yeah, turned up. And he said that he doesn't recall something like Wayne had been told that to tell Jamie to get his wife to behave or something because she was making a show of herself and distracting from the.
So the husbands were passing messages on to each other about the other's wives, saying, well, because, can you tell your wife to.
Because the wives and girlfriends, of course, they've been banned from some competitions because they start to draw focus, right? And it starts to be about them. Mm-hmm. So she'd started doing that. And. Rooney recalls, and he said under oath that he'd been told to have a word with Jamie to tell her to calm down. And Vardy said that was bullshine. And then Rooney said, no, but I'm saying this under oath.
People are saying it's a waste of money and they should give the money to charity
money,
and stuff.
Isn't it?
But it is their money and it's their grief.
And I also think it's part of a wider thing, which is, we all know, and I have suspicions about one person in particular who is uncannily successful considering she does nothing.
Oh, I know who you mean, yes.
That some people make a living out of grassing up their friends, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And the thing is, there are real life implications. It's not just a bit of gossip to some people. I mean, the sort of things that Vardy apparently was passing on were talking about baby selection and stuff like that, you know, gender selection, which is, you know, she was just... Apparently, Colleen was just putting that out there to test the water to see if they would pick up on it. If something's, you know, outrageous, pretty big, so that it's not something that someone would guess. It's quite specific. But the wider thing is, it's like the phone hacking thing. People's relationships get damaged and destroyed by not being able to trust those close to them.
Mm.
So this kind of thing can drive people absolutely insane. You know, if it's not about that, it could have been about, she grassed someone up. Apparently, she was caught photographing, this is Vardy, fell out with Sarah Harding. She was caught photographing the contents of her bag at an award ceremony when she was in the middle of her addiction. It's stuff like that. And the fact that papers pay people for that kind of information that I think does deserve exposing.
I remember talking to Jenny McAlpine in the jungle in one of the... there were periods when you weren't on camera and you kind of knew you weren't because they were off setting something up, so you were a little bit free. And we both said, what would you do if the Sun comes to you and gives you 10 grand for this story? And we both went... Well, she kind of led it. It's not worth it. Once you start playing that game, there is no escape and you are in and they own you. And it makes everything about your life a target, open for grabs, you know. Yeah. And I was never approached by the Sun when I came out, but it's a dangerous game to start playing.
It's dangerous. Oops. It's dangerous for the informant because, again, if that gets out, that damages all their relationships. They've already started in that deal.
You know? Laura, are you okay?
Yeah, beans are on now.
How do you do the beans? Are you in a pan or a microwave?
Well, I'm very lazy. I get the snap pots and they go in the microwave for 1 minute. No pan, no mess.
But any longer than that and they do explode, don't they? Because I think some of them say you should mix it and then do a blast them for another 30 seconds or something. Don't do that.
I find 1 minute is actually not enough because I like hot beans. Hot
beans. Gosh. Okay, Laura. Yeah,
that's the
but
name
that nightdress
podcast.
Stayed down. Yes, there we go. Hot beans.
I like hot beans. 1 minute doesn't do it for the beans. So I get a bit of kitchen roll, put that underneath, do it for 1 minute 20. They do explode, but the kitchen roll is there.
Yeah. Good show.
I don't know what wattage my microwave is. So it'll say 750 or 850 or 950 for 4 minutes or 3.5. I don't know.
On your microwave?
Where does it say?
It's in the door, I think.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, I'll have a look.
Check. You could all learn something today.
I was about to talk to Alistair. He's Alistair.
Hello, I'm here. Yes.
Did you know that during the phone hacking scandal around 2003, I had my phone hacked?
Well, I wasn't surprised, but they were hacking everybody. But
I was doing Rise. They were more interested in Kate. There were a couple of really weird things that happened, right? And one of them was I would phone up to get my messages and it would say, you have no new messages. But there would be messages that I hadn't heard. And in hindsight, that was obviously someone listening to them for me. But there was another thing. One evening, I was with... Was Cellnet... No, Cellnet weren't a thing, were they? Have I just made that up? Let's say
Cellnet
I was with...
Cellnet were a thing.
I was with Cellnet. And Cellnet phoned up and said, Mr. Lee, there's been some strange activity on your account. We just want to make sure that it's secure. So if you could just give us your phone number, gave them some details. And they said, could you just tell us the password? And so I told them the password. And I thought... And then he said, OK, we've got everything we need. We'll call you back. And I put the phone down. I thought, that was a little bit odd. So I phoned up Cellnet and said, did you just call to check my phone? They said, no. Phone hackers, man. And I'm surprised. You know, that was when I was nuts deep in my addiction. And my dealer kept saying, Ian, don't leave messages. Please don't leave messages. I thought nothing of it. Now, of course, I can see why.
I caught some of that Gaza documentary recently. And in the middle of his problems... He was being hacked. He was also knocking about with Rebecca Brooks from The Sun. Mm. So, you know, careful. But it was he did not know. He thought his mum was selling stories on him.
Yeah.
He was blaming everybody. It made him increasingly isolated.
Friendships broke down because the only person that could have known is their best friend who denied. Oi!
Oh, yes.
There really is a lot of cheese on that. And those beans, they look so hot.
But yeah, you're right.
He's not hot.
The only person that could know is the person you've trusted on the end of the phone. And so you must isolate, you can't trust them anymore. End of that relationship. Or you say that to them and they think you're nuts.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're listening to me. They're listening to you. I'm sure someone's listening into my phone calls. They think you're insane. Again, you're isolated.
The thing was, is that after all the public inquiry was ordered, that went on for weeks and weeks. And it came up with a... quite a lot of recommendations, and virtually everyone's been ignored.
Well, they did. It was they were optional. They were recommendations. We suggest you. Oh, it's my phone. We suggest you do this, this, and this. And for a while, it looked like they might, and then they didn't. One person went to prison. I got a bit confused with the Millie Dowler phone because for a while they had hacked it, and then they hadn't hacked it. Where did we end up with her phone?
No, they hacked her.
They did.
They did, because the police, it gave her family hope that she was checking her messages. She wasn't checking her messages. Someone else was.
What did you do at work today, Daddy? I hacked a dead girl's phone. And it was because everyone's password was 0000, so it was easy to do. But Jesus Christ.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.